Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day and to rejoice in His presence and thank Him. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. He has given us His very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. That's an easy version. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown writer wrote, "A mind through which Christ thinks, a heart through which Christ loves, a voice through which Christ speaks, a hand through which Christ helps." There was a question asked by a slave man to a Christian, a slave, African slave. He said, "Sir, I want to be a Christian." And it's so important for us to understand. And at the time, the minister, William Davies, you know, during the mid-18th century, remarked this and he said, "How would I describe who is a Christian and how can I lead a man and a woman to be a Christian?" Right? So the good question is, how would you have replied to this request? Many people today use the term Christian simply to mean someone other than a pagan, a Buddhist, or somebody from other religion. Or they equate it with a person who is a church member, or perhaps someone who has a strong humanitarian concern for others. But the word Christian was first used with the people of Antioch because they believed the account of the gospel by personally accepting God's free gift of salvation and making Jesus Christ the Savior and Lord of their lives, as referenced in Acts chapter 11, verse 26. They literally became Christians, that is, little Christs, after taking the initial step of salvation. A Christian should develop a growing desire to model the virtues of godly living. The Bible teaches that Christians should make every effort to add to their faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love, as referenced in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. Christians then are to be effective representatives for God in a corrupt world and a living demonstration of the transforming power of the gospel. Hallelujah. And that's what we are called to do, my dear brothers and sisters. Would you be able to explain the term Christian if someone should ask? A good question to ask. Secondly, are you consciously trying to add Christ-like virtues to your faith? So today, let us pray that you will be a worthy representative and demonstration of the gospel. That's our prayer, that we all will be a representative of God and demonstrate the gospel of Jesus with power. Amen. That's what the Lord is calling us, and that's what the Lord is encouraging us today, that we as Christians will be Christ-like and will be able to give an answer if somebody wants to be a Christian, that what it means to be a Christian. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Abba, Father, we bless you because, Lord, your word is awesome. Your word is beautiful. Lord, your word says that for by these you have granted to us your exceedingly great and precious promises. So through them that you may become partakers of the divine nature. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. We are partakers of the divine nature of Jesus. We have escaped the corruption that is in this world by lust. And we thank you that you keep us, you preserve us, you protect us from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Lord, I pray that even today we will be envisioned, empowered, enabled, equipped to accomplish the task of preaching the gospel to the nations in the name of Jesus. Baptize us afresh, O God, in the power of your Holy Spirit, that we will never be the same, but we will be changed and transformed into the image of your Son, Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Today, Lord, as your people step out to their jobs and to their businesses in running the errands for the day, I pray that your great grace and glory will be their portion. I pray that you will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. I pray, Lord, for the ones who may be struggling with their health. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies. I send forth your word of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Father, we thank you, we love you, we bless you, and we give you the glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.